Ryan Rashog joins us now. Shogger, how are you?
Hey, buddy. Doing well.
Nice.
Doing well.
Nice.
Yep.
Now, the rumor is, are you like the Glenn Hall of karaokeers?
Well, what do you mean?
Like, because, you know, Glenn Hall would get so nervous he'd throw up before. Is that the case?
I actually have been quite ill today, believe it or not. Nothing to do with nerves. Just like, I don't know what it is. Something hit me.
Okay.
So I text Cassian today and said, look, man, I'm in rough shape. Like, I might not make it. And but I cannot bail on him. I mean, I'm
like
the one that sort of convinced him to do it. So that would be to bail on him.
Yeah.
Because I'm not feeling great would just be no good. So.
Well, you know what? Nothing that a few you know, beer and Clamatos. Because there's a lot of health stuff in Clamato.
Yeah, nothing for an upset stomach like beer and clam.
Yeah. Or maybe some limon and water. That's cured me many a times, I'll tell you.
Yeah, no, I think I'm going to go with something a little stronger just to kill everything.
Oh, that's even better. Yes, straight jack.
It'll kill the germs, kill the nerves, kill everything all at once so that I can get up there and then get killed after.
Oh, it's great. Now, Majot has been telling the world that you're singing Milli Vanilli. Is that true?
Yeah, I saw the little, what is that called, a meme that he made, or what is that?
That's fine art, Ryan. That took me hours to make on Photoshop.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was impressed, although you left my hair in it. Like, you got to, like, there's my hair and then Milli Vanilli's hair.
There's only
like,
so many.
It looks like you threw that together in, like, 2 minutes.
There's only so many pictures to choose from online. Those were the first two I found.
You know, for a guy who's not showing up, who's supposed to have some musical chops to him, the guy not showing up tonight, you're getting a little chirpy about
that. Well, I've performed before, man. I performed a couple of years ago.
Yeah, Rashog, he actually was so amped up, he puked after his performance. True story.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he was
Well,
so
I did, wet. Man.
Yeah, not even, he hadn't even had a drink, so it wasn't alcohol-induced. It was just like, he was so amped up to sing. Like, he got on stage, and you know how super tight Majot's tight pants are that he wore?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They were almost ripping apart at the seams. He was flexing all over
the place.
I think
my shirt came off at 1.2 in the performance,
too.
What
song were you singing?
I sang A Surrender by Cheap Trick. I brought the house down.
Really?
Well, I don't know about the bringing the house down. No, he didn't make top five. It's still a sore point with him, so.
Huh.
It's to me a sore point because Gregor made the top five in his own competition, and I compared that to Simon Cowell winning American Idol.
And by the way, I didn't go in the top five because I knew people would be jealous. I said, "Hey, I'm not the judge. I didn't even pick the judges the first year. Just when you knock it out of the park, you knock it out of the park.
What song did you make top five with?
Bust a Move, Young MC.
Oh. That's not even singing. That's like.
Well, what do you mean?
Talking, isn't it?
No, well, it's rapping really fast. That's a genre of music, Rashog.
Yeah, okay. I'm not going to criticize anybody because I'll be the one.
Are you saying Eminem doesn't sing?
Eminem?
Yeah, he raps.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. But to say that you sang would be pushing it. You just got up there and talked.
Well, yeah, buddy, you have to know your skill set. I know that I'm not a guy who's going to be out there singing, you know, melodies. It's just not, I've never taken a singing lesson. I've never sang once in my life. Like, I've admitted, like I've said, I even said it earlier, like, I know you and Cassian can actually sing. I'm expecting a really good performance today.
Well, why are you putting that kind of pressure on us? We're going to be terrible.
That's a
we
confidence builder.
Terrible.
It's a confidence builder. Did you not hear Bowman? He's a judge, by the way, so I wanted it to be fair. I asked him, as a judge, what's he looking for? Number one thing, confidence. He wants
really?
To see that you have confidence and that your wardrobe matches what you're singing. So he says, if you come on wearing all black and then you sing an up happy song, he doesn't think it fits. So just
why
a note.
Does this have to be a costume contest too? Like
well, no.
You're already stressing us out enough with making us sing karaoke in front of hundreds of people. Now I got to get a costume?
Well, you don't have to, but it just like just make sure that your shirt, you know, matches whatever song you're singing.
Hmm.
Right, like if you're singing a rap song, just wear like a white T-shirt with holes in it.
Oh man, oh boy. Now the rule is no video cameras, right? That's kind of like a standard thing. No Twitter, no video cameras. Everybody knows that, right?
There's usually no. Well, I can't control the crowd for people who are tweeting. Let's just say that, okay? And if they tweet it at me, I can't control me not retweeting it. I'm just saying.
Oh boy.
But will I personally be videotaping anything? No, I will not. But I encourage any of the audience to just say it. No.
Mm-hmm.
It's all for fun. You'll be great. Let's talk a few hockey things.
Sure.
We had
interesting game last night, eh?
Oh man, I'm telling you, Freddie Anderson, like the Anaheim Ducks. It's as great as and positive as everything's been in Edmonton for the last month, it's kind of when reality kicks in when you look and see how these great teams, and they've got John Gibson, who's maybe one of the best young goalies around. He's not even playing, and they're doing this well because Freddie Anderson is killing it right now.
Yeah, no kidding. And you know what I've noticed last night, too, is that Brent Seabrook's playing 4 minutes more a game per night in the playoffs here at the end of the year when he's more tired than at any other point in the season. 4 minutes averaging more per night than he did during the regular season, and it's showing on him. Like, it really is. He's making mistakes that I thought they all looked a little sluggish after the OT, but he's making mistakes that he doesn't normally make. He looks like he is just wiped. And it's amazing how that back end, having to play that back end so much, I think is making a huge difference on this series. And I noticed it especially in Seabrook. I definitely noticed it in that last game.
It's funny, and you mentioned that. It's a great point, Ryan. The fatigue factor, right? It becomes, it's not even physical fatigue. It's more the mental fatigue.
Well, man, like you play a game that long, right? You play a game that, and then all of a sudden you're right back at it. And it's just, you could just tell, you could just see that he was it just mentally fatigued, physically fatigued. Like, you can't, I mean, he averaged 22 minutes a night during the regular season. He's at 26 now, right? This is the end of the year when they're more tired than ever before. And so he's out there, and this is not an easy team to play a lot of minutes against. I mean, this is a big team. And by the way, are the referees going to whistle Patrick Maroon on smashing his stick into the goaltender's gloves and pads every save he makes or not? Like, I thought the refs gave him way too much leeway for to hacking and whacking at the tender after the save was made. He did it three or four times last night, and I thought, holy smokes. If I'm the Blackhawks, I'm saying, listen, you take care of this or we're going to the referees. Like, it was blatant a few times to the point where Crawford finally kind of got nose-to-nose with him. Like, the refs can't let that kind of stuff go. A guy smashing at the tender with his stick after the whistle's already gone or when the puck's covered.
Yeah, and it's funny, but good on Maroon, right? Like, you know, the gamesmanship and kind of the mental battle, that's what I've liked about this series. The teams are very evenly matched, and right now I could argue that I think Anaheim's third-pairing depth, which a lot of times, he's just a third-pairing defenseman. Yeah, except in the playoffs when your third-pairing means a lot, because if they're not any good, then your top guys have to play too much.
I'm still just absolutely shaking my head at Jimmy Rutherford for that Simone Dupre trade. I mean, Simone Dupre was on the ice in the last minute of the game last night. I mean, he was on the ice when it mattered the most. And this is a guy, what is he, 24 or something ridiculous like that? I mean, this guy's going to be probably a top three defenseman in the league for the next 8 years. And they stole him out from underneath the Pittsburgh Penguins. I shake my head every time he's on the ice at why they would trade a young defenseman like that. It just boggles my mind. Terrible trade.
Yeah, you know what? They just felt that it wasn't playing. It's interesting. Boschman said, man, that's the best deal at the deadline we've seen. And it's worked out. And you know, but it's funny. When they originally traded Ben Lovejoy to Anaheim, that was a steal of a deal, too, for the Ducks. Because they gave him away for a fifth, and then Lovejoy's playing 20 minutes a night. Like, yeah,
unreal for them.
They've dominated Pittsburgh in those two trades over the years.
No, they did. And you know what? Actually, I'm starting to see I'm starting to get it a little bit with this C-catch, because I didn't see him a lot when he was in Montreal. I kind of knew about him. I'd watched him a game or two on TV and didn't think much. His totals were kind of underwhelming. Well, now you see him in the playoffs. He's actually been pretty good for them in the playoffs here. He's actually got some pretty good skill. I think you at the time were disagreeing with me about how one-sided that trade felt. But now that they're in important games here and really getting after it and he's seeing ice time, that's a pretty good player there. So it's making a little more sense to me. I'm not going to full-out say I'm wrong yet, because I still really like Devontae Smith-Pelly and the element he brings.
Yeah.
But I definitely get it. I see the skill of this guy.
Well, you know what? It's come on, and it's funny. Everybody's skill at times when you play on good teams and everybody's confidence starts to rise up together. Everybody's playing better on that team. Like, there's no pass. Well, you can't have passengers on winning teams in the playoffs. It's virtually impossible. Although the Rangers have done a pretty good job of it without Rick Nash for the most part for the last 2 years.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
No,
there's
kidding.
Is there a bigger? And I've said it for years. I thought Rick Nash was overrated. He's a good player, but he's not a superstar. He's not paid. He's way overpaid. And you're seeing here in the postseason again. He can't seem to elevate his game when this team needs him.
Yeah, it's funny, hey? I'm not sure what it is that's missing, because there isn't really a tool that he's missing in the box other than maybe just that, I don't know, intestinal fortitude, that kind of that extra something to push him over the edge. Like, I don't know. It's funny. I was watching Jonathan Toews the other night, and he just seems to have something, this crazy drive, this frustration, this anger, this drive inside of him that just pushed. Like, did you see when the ref came over to check and see if he was cut on his lip?
Yeah.
And Francois Beauchemin came over too. And James just kind of like stiff-armed him in the chest and was like, get out of here. Like just, you know, get out of here. Like, just that competitive, you know. And Rick Nash just doesn't have that. He just doesn't have that. He's too laid back. He's too, and if you've ever talked to Rick Nash, you get that sense from him. He's so chilled out, just so laid back. And so now, at a time where you need that extra something, and guys dig down for it, it just isn't really there for him. It's just not. And I mean, Marty St. Louis too. I mean, he doesn't have a goal yet in the playoffs. Like, this is an experienced guy. He can still skate. He can still play. Yet he, I mean, six assists, whatever, but hasn't scored a goal yet for them. So here they are in the conference finals. They've got a couple of their key guys through the year who have just done next to nothing for them. The guy I've really liked is Chris Kreider. I mean, that guy is just a horse. Like, what a good player he is, man. And he's just getting better. He's better than he was last year.
Right, and he's a big body, and he's got outstanding speed.
Well, his leg strength. I mean, that video of him jumping out of the pool, it just shows you. But he's like... And he's nasty, too. Like, he is not afraid to bomb into a guy or two, you know, and he can really hit when he wants to. So he's just a real good player. I like that Hayes, too. Like, the Rangers have some – their better pieces right now aren't necessarily their main pieces, you know. Like, I really like some of the ads and some of the other guys that weren't around last year that are you know, even Faust has been good. They've got some good pieces. By the way, Yandle. I remember when I watched the St. Louis Blues play the Phoenix Coyotes a few years ago in the playoffs. I think it was Phoenix. And they almost could not play Keith Yandle in that series. He was so overmatched and so out of his depth physically. He was turning the puck over left, right, and center. And he was almost unusable in that playoff series. And you're seeing a lot of the same types of things in this year's playoff. I've never been a Keith Yandle fan since I watched that series, because when the going gets tough, he has a hard time functioning in playoff speed, the physicality of playoff games, and we're seeing it again here.
Yeah, I think it was against the Kings in the conference final where I remember you were just ripping into him. It was violent because did he not blow snow twice? I think that's what
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, yeah. You know, was it the Kings? I can't remember. I for some reason, I thought it was St. Louis. Remember the game where Doan was all sour at the end of the game? Oh, it was Doan and Dustin Brown at the end of the game. So you're right, it was the Kings. So I have a bad memory that way. But point being, it was a big physical team, and he couldn't function. He couldn't. He was turning the puck over. He was blowing snow. He was just out of his depth physically. And I'm watching this series thinking, yep, that makes total sense. It's the exact same thing. That's why anytime there was talk about the Oilers trading for Yandle, I've always been like, I wouldn't make him the guy, because not everybody has to be the one hammering guys and throwing big hits and all that. But like, you watch Cam Fowler. Cam Fowler's not a big guy either, but he can at least function when the going starts to get tough. He's not shying away from hits. Cam Fowler can actually, you know, hang in there a little bit. And for me, Yandle is he just can't raise his level, and he gets intimidated, and he's not effective at all, and he starts turning pucks over.
Shauger, we will let you go because I know I don't want you to tire out your vocal cords for the big performance tonight. Everyone's excited. They'll be coming down. We'll see you and Cassidy and the big crew here at On the Rocks. You can still get tickets available at the door or at jasongreger.com, and come down. It'll be a lot of fun. It's all for charity. And Rashog and Cassian set to maybe make their first ever karaoke victory, which God help us if they do, because we'll never hear the end of it.
I am not calling that shot. I am not calling that at all. I'll just be happy if we both get up there and off stage without either of us getting sick or fainting or embarrassing ourselves completely. When I'm sitting back at my table and our one song is done, I'm going to feel the weight of 1,000,000 pounds off my shoulders.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, you guys are singing first. I'm kidding. No, you're not. We actually did. No, they did a draw, a random draw of who goes, and I think you guys are somewhere in the middle, actually. So, you're
perfect. Yeah. Right? You can make your impact, and then they'll still remember you when they're picking the top five.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Shogger, we'll see you tonight. It's Ryan Rashog from TSN. The Rashog Report brought to you by Bell Van.